Thanks for walking me home, by the way. Well, I know we still have quite a bit to go, but I was being polite, okay? Yes, I can be polite at times. I'm a very proper lady, after all. God, what does have to rain on the day of our graduation party? No, this was a graduation party, all right? The one our school threw for us fucking sucked. At least Sarah knows how to throw a proper party. Tonight was fucking great. You expect me to be blackout drunk at this point? Should I be offended? Because I feel like I should be offended. It's not like I get blackout drunk every weekend or something. I can have fun just fine without getting drunk. Okay? I only had a few beers tonight, and I still had a blast. Well, okay, yeah. That was one time. And I paid him back for the window I accidentally broke, so my point still stands, mister. Well, we found this baseball bat just lying around. And for some reason, I don't really remember much of it, but I was demonstrating the fact that I could twirl it around and it just kind of slipped, I guess. Yeah, I felt really guilty, but the guy was actually really chill about it. Such a shame he weren't there to see it. Although, I should probably get used to that since you're moving away from university, right? And I know you can't exactly commute back and forth like I will, because your university is pretty far and all that. I just hope you won't forget us or something. I know I'm being sappy, but it's just gonna be weird not having you around. Especially now that we're walking past our old school, I just feel weird. Like we spent years and years here, you know, making friends, being bored in class together, growing up together, and now it's just over. And all of a sudden, people I knew for years are just not gonna be here. I'm not going to be here. You're not going to be here. Don't get me wrong, I'm excited to go to university and experience student life and all of that, but I don't know if I feel like I'm ready to lose all the friends I've made here. I don't feel like I'm ready to lose you. Yes, I know, I can come visit you, and you can come visit me, but it's not going to be the same. Once you move out, you're going to start a different chapter of your life. We're both going to make new friends, and I hope that we don't grow apart, but even if we don't, we probably won't be able to hang out like we do now. It's just all going to be so different. The fact of the matter is, I will always be the girl you went to high school with, and I've come to terms with that. No, please don't say that. Look, we're both smart enough to know that you and I are never going to be as close as we are now, and that doesn't have to be a bad thing. We should make the most of our time together now that you're still here. Actually, that was something I've been meaning to talk to you about. Oh my God. The rain just got worse? Maybe we should look for shelter, because there's no way we can get back to my house without drowning. Oh, I know. The football field. It has those benches with covers, you know? We can sit under one of those. I know a spot where the fence is super easy to climb. Oh, come on. We graduated. What are they gonna do? They're not gonna take our diplomas for seeking shelter during the rain apocalypse. Come on. Just live a little. Okay. First with the bench on the left one. Did you get a good look at my panties and my skirt while I was climbing? Oh god, you did not just make that joke. Yes, it was absolutely dripping, just like the rest of me. Well, at least we have shelter now. Kind of sucks that all the school buildings are closed though, because it's cold as fuck in here. Yeah, it does feel better to have you pressed against me, but you're all cold and wet too, so I don't know just how much you can warm me up like this. Talk? What talk? Oh yeah, that. Well, since you're going away, I need to tell you something. I have a huge crush on you. It feels weird to say it out loud, but it's the truth. I was always too afraid to add to my feelings, even though I'm like 99% sure you like me too. But I decided that I had to speak up before you left. I think I've had a crush on you for about half a year now. I know. I'm sorry for not saying anything, but with everything happening this year and how busy we both were, I just figured... Wait. Please wait and listen. Yes, I really like that, but I need to tell you the whole story before I either chicken out or get seduced by you. Be in a long-distance relationship. I don't want you to remember me like that girl from high school that you tried long distance with, but it ultimately didn't work. But I also don't want you to remember me as nothing but a friend, because we both know that we're more than just friends. And since you're leaving in a few days, I have a proposition for you. A chance to remember me as the girl that went away. A chance to have a satisfying and beautiful last memory of your high school life. A chance to be with me. The last night ever, here and now, you and me. You know, I would love nothing more to spend my life with you like this, having all these adventures together, feeling like we can conquer the world just with me. But we both know that that's not meant to be right now. And it might never be. So I want to give you a chance. And to be honest, I want to give us a chance to have one single night that you can, I can stay with us for the rest of our lifetimes. We both know that a relationship wouldn't work right now, but who says we have to end the chapter of our life on that sad fucking note? Fuck that. I have a fucking crush on you and I want to fuck your brains out, even if that's the last thing we ever do together. You've gone awfully quiet. You're never quiet. Did I say something that made you upset? Hey, why are you going out in the field? It's fucking pouring rain. Are you crazy? No, I will not go out there. Have you gone insane? Fine. I'll come if that's that important to you. I feel the same way. Then why are we in the middle of a football field in this insane fucking rainstorm instead of under that bench roof? Oh my god. Fuck you. Fuck you. Yes, I was acting dramatic, but this is not your romantic Netflix original moment. What do you mean now it is? Right. Feels like we're making a goddamn rom-com. Your lips feel way too good. Can you like pinch me with the nail after? Of course you have to pinch me in the butt to meet you. Pervert. Don't take your goddamn shirt off. I've been waiting far too long for this. And I'll make sure that you never forget tonight. Can you help me take mine off? The rain is making it stick to my body like crazy. You stinky motherfucker. I'm not gonna wear a bra like that. Let me just take off my skirt and slide these pants down. Come on, don't just stand around and stare, silly. Take off those pants. I wanna see your cock. I bet you want my heels to stay on. Yeah. I noticed how much you like it when I towel over you. And I kind of like it too. So, what do you think? I'm staring here in the pouring rain, wearing nothing but heels. Do you think you'll remember this 10 years from now? You better. It's fucking amazing, by the way. I'm so glad I finally get to see all of you. You have no idea how much I fantasized about this. So I guess now is the right time for me to ruin your Netflix moment. Because there's no way Netflix would include this in one of their movies. I'll start with a few kisses on your abs. And your hips. Can you feel my lips pressed on your lips? I want to make every kiss unforgettable. Look me in the eyes, babe. Watch me as I press my soft lips on the tip of your cock and kiss. You want me to suck your cock, don't you? What if I press my lips on your head and you put your hand on the back of my head and shove my face onto your cock? I bet you'd like that. Despite all the rainwater. Oh. I'm getting so wet. Just from sucking your cock. Your cock. Are you gonna give it to me? Are you gonna shove your cock balls deep into my pussy and make this night truly unforgettable? Wait. Let my lips kiss your cock goodbye before you fuck me. There you go. You want me to lie down on the grass? Cold. Come warm me up, baby. Oh, fuck. You went right in, didn't you? No. I love it a lot. Even more perfect than it is already. Make me yours. Mm.
right to its palace with heavy thrust. Never has this image. I want you to remember just how good it felt to fuck me years from now. I don't think I'll ever forget this. You scratch me up. Your strong body on top of me, protecting me from the rain, but still making me wet. And of course, the way you make me feel. Like we're the only ones on this planet. Like I'm all that matters to you. All the love in your eyes. I'll never forget that. I'll never forget how fucking hot you are when you're smiling. I could not have imagined anything more perfect than this. And I've imagined having sex with you quite a few times. You make me feel so good. You've always made me feel so good. Fuck me as hard as you want. I can take it. I want to take it. Just like that. Oh, God, I got this. Got my fucking hips. Yes. I want your hands on me. I want you to feel all of it. Memorize every detail, like I will. Oh, you're so fucking perfect. Oh. Come inside me. And mark me forever. Oh, God. Oh, God. I'm getting so fucking close. Everything you do just feels so fucking good. Yes, come with me. Come into my fucking pussy. Stay inside of me. Everything was. Oh, I'll never forget this. Yes, I'm crying. Sucks, okay? It sucks that it has to be this way. I could have had a lifetime of this if the universe just didn't screw everything up. And now we're going away, and what we're gonna have with each other is this night. This one perfect night will forever be in our hands. And all I can think about is how badly I want to tell the universe to go fuck itself and ask it to try. for me. With me, I don't know. Try to turn this perfect night into an imperfect relationship. Please tell me no. I'm too weak to let you go. Tell me what I told you about growing up and moving on and all that shit. I needed to hear it from you. Like, you needed to hear it from me. We can look at the night sky together. I wish we had more time. But we both know that it would be too painful to see each other after this. Let's watch our soulmate slip away. So I guess all we can do now is lie here in the middle of our school's football field together for the last time. So, I guess this is the end of our Netflix moment, huh? You're not done yet? You want to watch the sunrise together? Well, I don't want to end on a sad note either, but I don't think there's much to be done here. Hey! You did not just splash me with rainwater. No, stop it. Okay, mister. You want to fight me? Come and get it. You can't handle my water throwing skills. You can run, but you can't hide. Ooh! Looks like you tripped. Here, let me get on top of you for the finishing move. I will have no mercy. I don't know. Have you had enough yet? Yeah. You always know how to cheer me up. I'm gonna miss that. But I think we're both ready to move on now. Even if it will be painful and difficult. And I'm sure it will be. Because I love you. And I'll never stop missing you.